Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips with me, Robin Richford.
And me, Sophie Brown.
Oh my gosh, Soph, I actually can, because I've just realised I've left my braces in. I swear I've done this before, have I not? Right, let me take them out. I'm giving you ASMR.
Yummy. Oh my.
No, but I had a lisp then, did you hear?
I didn't notice until you said, actually.
I've only got 4 weeks left of my Invisalign and I cannot wait. I'm so
That's
excited.
That's nothing. How long have you had it overall?
So probably about 4 months, maybe. Oh, I got it basically 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, but that's speedy. Fucking Speedy Gonzalez over there. Some people have it for so long.
I know, but it was supposed to finish 2 weeks ago, to be fair. And I went in and she was like, oh, the Invisalign isn't, you know, like fitting your teeth. Hopefully my dentist doesn't listen to this. And I was like, oh no, because I was so, so good at the beginning, like so good at, you know, keeping them in. She'll keep them in for like 22 hours a day or something wild. And then I got used to like not having them in, and then I was being really crap.
This is what happens. My friends have done it. Like, I think this happens to everybody.
I know. And then I went in and I was like, and she was like, I'm going to put the next ones in for you. I was like, fantastic. And then she's like, it's not fitting. And I was like, oh, that's so weird.
Going like getting redder and redder. Is it? Is it not?
How it's like when you haven't done your homework when you're a kid and you're like, that's so, is my homework gone? Is it in your rucksack, hon?
Oh, no.
I know. So she had to rescan my teeth, bless her. And so now I'm paying the price of an extra 2 weeks. I've got 4 weeks left, but I can't wait. And then I'm gonna get them whitened. Ugh. And I'm just gonna look like Rylan Clark. Can't wait.
Being the new teeth gang.
The new teeth gang. Can't
it's
wait.
Life-changing.
It is life changing. What else is life changing? I'd say so. Spring.
Oh my, wow.
Are you laughing? Listen, babes, they don't pay me the big bucks for nothing, you
spring.
Know? That is a segue into today's topic. Not on a serious note, though. We did think, do you know what? Spring is such a nice time of year, even if it is pouring of rain, because it's actually such, I feel like everyone comes out of hibernation in spring.
Mm-hmm. Spring has sprung in the last week or so, I would say. I think we're getting there.
I know, and I feel like I just start looking ahead to the year, and I don't know, I just, the lighter nights and the lighter mornings just make it feel a little bit less dire.
The loss of an hour on Sunday was nothing compared to the gaining of the sunshine that we've got now. I played paddle the other day.
Paddle. Every time she says paddle, right? Every time she says paddle, I'm going to go beep, 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 beep.
This is not fair. I've hardly spoken about it on here.
On here? On here.
Do you think I'm overdoing it now?
No, I just think it's so funny because basically I heard someone mention it on the news the other day, not like radio news, I mean, and basically they were saying how it is the fastest growing sport in recorded history. Did you know that? In the
UK?
Yes. And I was like, well, that makes sense because everyone and their dog I know is playing paddle.
Honestly, I will boast a little bit right now, because on Saturday, there's a message in here though, it's not just me gloating, but I signed up for a tournament which was a mixed tournament, and I was like, this is a bad idea. I was like, why did I do that? Like, this is, I'm not very good, like I'm not that good. I
mixed
did it,
as well. I feel like adds pressure a bit. I don't know why that is. But I feel like having it like a mixed tournament,
yes,
that adds pressure for some reason. Whereas I feel like if it was an all female thing, I'd be a bit more like, oh, it's fine. I don't know.
The thing is, like, this isn't even, there's more players that are men.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's more better players that are men. And that's not me being like, oh, you know, whatever. It is what it is. It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game.
That play, I think. Well, yeah. I'm sure of it. I am sure of it because there was a lot more men that signed up for the tournament. So I was like, huh. But guess who won? Top women.
Did you so?
For the whole day.
Shut up.
Did yes, you? Sir.
So you oh my gosh, well done.
Judgment and what you know, talking about it too much. I'm not talking about it enough, thank you. I won. I won a really expensive racket. I'm just going to show Robin. I've got it in front of me.
Right, so she loves paddle that much that she has it everywhere she goes.
It's because I played last night, but genuinely, I didn't have my own racket either. You get given them when you play, so that was nice. Now I've got my own.
How did you win? Right, so tell me the rules about this paddle.
Basically, well, I used to play tennis, so it's not like... It is pretty different actually, but the scoring format is the same. But you can like hit it off the walls and stuff. That's what's quite crazy about it. It's like tennis mixed with squash, but not as athletic, I'd say. Like I can play for an hour and have a good game, but I can then go for dinner with my friends after and not feel like, oh my God, I need to, you know, shower and get changed.
What?
Maybe that's just me though.
I think that might just be you. Surely. I like literally walk on the treadmill for 5 minutes and I'm sweating.
Oh no, I'm not really like that. I more go red than I do sweat. Nah, I'm all right. I used to, come on, it's only an hour.
An hour? No, so if after an hour, I'd need a stretcher, I'd need a shower.
Actually, to be fair, right, it was really hot on Saturday, which was lovely, but it was hard to see because the sun was out and it was boiling. So I was like, oh, for the first time the sun is out and I'm playing paddle and it was boiling. So I mean, in summer it's probably going to be worse, but you know.
Do you know what makes this so great is anytime we talk about improving our lives in any kind of way and anytime we talk about goals, the one thing that always comes up is join a club.
What did this bitch do?
She joined a club.
And yeah, exactly. And also the whole thing about the competition though was genuinely to say, like, do it. Because I was scared about it. Mm. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is fine. And actually the variation in the women, there were some people that were a bit more, not beginner, but they'd only played a bit. Like it wasn't scary at all. And I anticipated it to be a lot worse. But that's the same with everything. You know, that's what they say about worrying, period. Like if you worry before you even get to what you're worrying about, you're just worrying twice and you don't know.
It is true. You know. It's a funny thing that, isn't it? Because whenever my mum used to say that to me, I was like, you don't get it. Like I'm stressed.
Yeah.
But actually, I feel like the older I get, the more I am thinking, you know, what is the sense in actually worrying about it? Because actually... half of the time, probably more than half, you're worrying about things that haven't happened yet.
Yes.
And that's the difference, isn't it? You're not actually, nothing's actually happened to even be an incline of why you would be worried.
Exactly. And even we did the women's and then it was like the two people that won, which was me and another girl, went through to the mixed one. And like when we went through to the mixed one, like we were the worst. However, played, you know, good paddle. We still like had a good time. And none of the guys, because I was genuinely concerned that they were going to be really fucked off when they had to play with us. Because it was like a round robin, like Americano thing, but we didn't have partners. We were individuals. So we swapped between everyone. So everybody had to play with us anyway. So if they were annoyed about it,
everyone had to. Right. Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So actually it was fine. And they were all lovely. And they were really, really like got behind us and were like, you know, cheering us on and stuff and whatever. So it's, yeah, not as bad as you think. And I think I just internalize all of my like teenage competitive boys versus girls.
No, I know what you mean though. That is what it is. It's like, it's literal trauma from being at school. And like going, I would like to play football. And the boys being like, you can't play with us.
Oh my God.
That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's internalized trauma and we're going to get over it, girls.
Did you meet the love of your life? That's the real question.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that feels a lot like you did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. However, okay. I think sport is a really good place to meet a partner.
Yeah, of course it is. oh my gosh, she's dating someone she's not dating. I can see it in her eyes. I can see it in her eyes.
I'm not jinxing it. I'm really not jinxing it. You know, a couple of I got a DM the other day of like a story I put up, and it was literally the most random update I did. I was like, what even is this? And someone replied like, I thought you were going to the way they worded it right was, I thought you were going to tell us you were attached. Sorry, what does that mean? Attached to what?
Like another human?
Yeah, I guess, but I've never heard that before.
Like a Siamese twin?
What do you mean? And they were like, that you've met someone or something. And I was like, what vibes am I giving off? And then I turned down a job recently. Am I giving too much information here? No, not really. No, just because I didn't feel like it didn't align with me. And that's not because I am with anyone, but it just doesn't align with me right now, what I want to do. And I take pride in the fact that I don't just do things that I don't want to. And I think that, you know, whatever. My agent that I was speaking to, she was like, I can hear the smile in your voice. She was like, who are you dating? Like, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, I feel it. I'm with the agent, you know. No. I think this paddle's the place. It's who needs paddle. Maths when you got paddle?
Oh my god, side note, by the way, did you watch the series with Harrison in it?
Oh yeah, the Australian one. He's wild, is he not?
Robin, oh my god, it's kicked off on Instagram today. So basically, he's been saying all this shit. I don't know because I don't follow him. He's been saying all this shit about the Australian brides, about his ex Bronte, about Tani, about like loads of them. Like, it's
why is that? Is it because the new series is out? It's like on air.
No, he's just going in and Sandy, and like he's going in on them because he's saying that they're all unmarriable, and he basically unmarriable.
Unmarriable, like, is that even a word?
No, he's made it up. And then he's basically seen them on Hinge or whatever, and he's print screened it and posted it on his story, like, see, you know, like, you can't even get it, like, a year later, you're alone and stuff like this.
Oh,
and then
he
also print screened, this was the most hilarious thing. He, like, Googled danger zone, and it basically says women between 27 and 35 are, like, in the danger zone. Like, they're not attractive anymore. Like, boys don't, like, men don't like them. Like, and he put this on his story.
He really chose violence. He really woke up this morning and chose violence. That's what he did.
It says, what is the danger zone for women? Why do they say the danger zone for women is between 27 and 35 years of age? Because your sexual value for finding a well-rounded, sexy and successful partner peaks around 18 to 24. After that,
24.
After that, you begin to show your age, body count stacks up, and emotional trauma ruins your purity. Do you want to know what he commented? What he's written on it? You ladies might have avoided accountability en masse, but karma is a bitch. The market ain't buying what you're selling, and you're running out of time. All the emotional support you get from feminist echo chambers on Facebook and Instagram clearly isn't filling that void. Best of luck, though. You can always adopt a dog. I was like...
speechless.
I commented on it because Tani did a really
do you know what that's actually a really good point. Do you think, like, I know he is, you know, he's an idiot just from watching it, to be honest, but you know, I don't like to judge anyone just from a TV show, but it feels like that. But do you think more men secretly think that and just aren't brave enough to say it?
Oh my god, loads think that. Like, this is the thing with the whole Andrew Tate movement and things like that. Like, I've like, yes, and like, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Like, you know, if their preference is they wouldn't date a girl over a certain age, like whatever. But it's the way that, like, and Tani kind of put it in her post, but she kind of said like people like him are dating much younger girls, and it's because they're just more like they can have more control over the situation and stuff, and that's true.
Yeah, I think that is actually, I think there is definitely truth in that.
Not to generalise, but I know what I was like, you know, even 4 years ago. Fuck me, like, I've grown up a lot in my 20s.
There really is a kind of, I would say maybe like a hurdle, or not even a hurdle, I would just say there's definitely a shift. There's definitely a shift between your early 20s to your late 20s where you start to know who you are a bit more. You kind of... maybe you do actually become a little bit more closed off in the sense of, like, you know exactly what you want, and so you're a bit more assertive. And whereas I think when you're kind of early 20s, you're definitely more malleable. Obviously, that's a huge generalization. Some people find their voice very early. But as a general rule, I think a lot of people are just a bit more easygoing in their early 20s. And then it gets to the late 20s, and there's lots of things that they just no longer put up with because they've got up with it.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like when you're younger, you know, dating an older guy, it seems just there's something a bit sort of sexy about it. There's something a bit, I don't know, like sometimes you look for that control a little bit. Like, I think that there's like this bit of a power play kind of thing. But I think it's a bit of it's such an excuse for guys to be like, oh, as soon as you get to this age, like, you're just not attractive anymore. Shut up. And it's like the whole thing of like, oh,
yeah. No, you're right, but I just love this. Shut up.
it's just so exhausting. Like, it's tiring. Like, I'm fed up of hearing it. Like, he's like offending me massively because I am out the other side of maths. I don't have a partner. I didn't find a partner on the show. It didn't work out how I thought it would. I'm still single now.
Yeah, but surely maths isn't just the be all and end all. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, but that's
the vast majority of the population haven't gone on that show, and you know, they might still be single, and you know,
exactly. But he's like, you know, and in fact, he's sort of print screening all this stuff and putting it on his story. He's happy. He's apparently happy in his own relationship.
So he's in a relationship.
Yes. Poor girl.
Wow. That's so interesting. Do you know, I was actually watching the Australian Maths, the new series, the other day. And I was kind of watching it, and there's basically a guy on there. Oh, what's his name? He wears really tight jeans. He's
Jack.
Yeah, this one. And he was basically, he said something really awful to one of the girls at the table, basically said, like, put a muzzle on your woman. And I was just like, holy moly. But what I kind of didn't get is like, see, if I was his partner, to me, that is just like so unattractive. Like, it doesn't matter that he's not saying it to me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like,
still saying it. Yeah.
So I do always wonder in these situations when men are a bit more outspoken and they kind of like do speak whatever mind they've got going on in their, you know, internal thoughts that should probably be left just for, you know, close friends, if not at all. I do sometimes wonder like how that makes a partner feel. Do you know what I mean? Because I sometimes wonder if there's a bit of a smugness, like, yeah, he thinks about other women but not me.
I think there's a lot more to it than just like, I know what you mean. Like, you'd think, why would you not have a massive reaction in that? But I kind of get what you mean, because I do think you're right. And I think that is potentially happening with that couple. Like, Jack and Tori are very interesting. They're putting on such a performance.
Facade,
like, we're amazing. And we are so strong. And I'm going to touch your leg all the time and whatever. And it's just like constant. But realistically, like, it just doesn't seem. And also, I think, yeah, there might be that thing of like, well, he's like that to other people, but he really likes me and he'd never speak like that to me. And he'd never, you know, I don't know, like, it's a bit of a weird.
It's that classic thing, isn't it? Like, oh, I'll change him.
Yeah.
But like, not for me. He's not like that for me.
Yeah, I know. But this, I fucking love Lucinda. She's such a legend.
Lucinda, I believe, is the hippie kind of one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how far into it you are, but she's an absolute legend.
Yeah. So she's like, what is Lucinda in her 40s, I believe?
Yes.
And she's like, she's very much like at one with herself. You know what is actually quite nice to see on reality TV? I quite like it when you see someone that's really authentically themselves.
Yes.
And whatever show that is. And sometimes, even if I don't agree with them, even if I think, oh no, you're not the one, I quite like the fact of like being able to watch someone that I can tell is just so authentic, and what they say is what they mean. And you know what I mean? And she's definitely one of them for sure.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger.
And let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
How did we get onto maths from spring?
Because I diverted to the whole Harrison thing because that was just happening earlier.
I love it. It works though. I love it. And you know what?
I forgot that we, like, the whole new series, now, there's so much to catch up on.
There's so much to catch up on. There is so much to catch up on. But I do think there is something definitely about, I guess, like, this time of year and getting really, like, stuck into, I don't know, telly before the summer comes. That's so sad, isn't it? It's so sad.
I know what you mean. I feel like there's a few things on. I mean, we just finished, well, I watched some of it. Celebrity Big Brother, were you into that?
Yeah, I did actually, but it felt a little bit like the Lou Walsh show a little.
I just couldn't believe how much Shazza and Louis were saying on camera about Simon Cowell and the other, like, everyone else. I was like, is this real life? Like, they're aware that this is going to get aired, and it has been.
I know. I think, though, I don't know if it's just me, but I do think there has definitely been a shift. See, because we consume so much content now, and because people are on, a lot more people are kind of on socials and kind of putting themselves out there in that weird way, I do think that we're actually becoming so desensitized to, like, what is actually kind of appropriate on a, you know, on a public scale, and what should really be kept for, like, in your room, you know, like, I don't know. I was some people on TikTok and I was like, I mean I love when people are so opinionated on TikTok and things like that, but I do also think, like, this is out here forever, guys. Like, are you aware of that? I don't know. Yeah. There doesn't seem to be that boundary anymore, especially like the younger generation.
No, I think you're right. But I think,
Or the older generation, because they're just like, yeah, whatevs, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, Louis was just like, whatever.
I think we are becoming desensitized, but they are also, like, you think Big Brother back in the day, you could get, I mean, who remembers the bottle scene? Like, you could get away with, do you remember that?
Yes.
And that was on TV.
That is so true. And I forgot about the bottle scene. Yeah.
And I saw some clips the other day on TikTok about when they used to do the 24/7. And they had this massive fight, and throughout the night they just tore the Big Brother house up, and it was just like for hours and hours, and apparently everybody was staying up, and because all the comments on TikTok were like, the people that were like, oh my god, I have work the next day but I had to call in sick because I've been watching this all night. It was like a historical thing. It was like a massive, I was too young then,
but
like,
I remember
when it used to be crazy, and then obviously it stopped for years and years. So, like, I think we're getting desensitized, but I don't know. I mean, you think back to fucking the 2000s telly, it was wild. God, you could do anything on TV then.
Yeah, but I do think it felt as if, like, people on, like, back then, it felt like people on TV were just, like, not real people.
Oh, true. I guess.
Do you know what I mean? There was a much bigger divide, I would say, between, like, celebrity and, you know, the normal person. I feel like, whereas now it's so blurred. You know what I mean?
you can log into Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok and you can watch like literally a video that someone's posted 2 seconds ago, you know, talking about or where they are or anything. You're much more, like you can access celebrities a lot easier now.
Like I know what David Beckham's kitchen looks like. That's wild.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, so then it was like...
You would never have known stuff like that before.
And people wanted to be famous, didn't they? Like in the 2000s, it was like the telly era. And it was like, if you can get on telly and like people on Big Brother, you know, when it was just the normal one, they were absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they were. In fact, I just this morning saw someone sleeping on TikTok Live.
Oh my God, I've seen that before. Weird,
right? And I was like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And people were sending money like, keep going.
No, there is much weirder stuff on TikTok Lives than people sleeping.
Really?
Yeah.
But then I was like, this is so weird. But then I also was like, we are also the same people that like tune into Big Brother. Like, you know, I mean, the live stream of them sleeping. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just different when you're like, that's just, I was just looking. I was like, it's just a 20-year-old just sleeping.
Yeah, it's weird. I know.
People are like, oh, look, she's sleeping. And I'm like, yeah, she is.
It's a weird world out there. I think I need to be fair, obviously a lot of my life and a lot of my work and stuff is on social media. But I do think that especially over summer and stuff, I need to probably take it like not watch stupid stuff as much as I do.
What do you watch?
Not stupid stuff. I just mean like, it's not even stupid. I just mean like I see myself doing it. It's even like going to bed last night. Like I'm like, right, don't go on your phone before you go to sleep.
So
when you get into bed,
I know.
Put it on charge. Like I went and washed my face, brushed my teeth, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Finished watching maths or whatever I was doing. And then I was like, right, bedtime. I go on my phone for ages.
I know
I'm scrolling. This is what I mean. Like it's so bad. And I need to stop. I need to stop.
You're going to laugh at this.
Oh,
so last night I had that exact same moment, right? Where I was like, this is out of control. Like it's actually ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So I Googled why. Because of course, instead of putting the phone down, I was like, why can't I get rid of this phone in my hand? So apparently it's called, what is it? Self-sabotage procrastination.
Yes. Right.
So apparently the reason is obviously we've got these devices and we are actually addicted to them. So like if we felt the way we feel about our phones, about anything else in this world, it would be classed as an addiction.
Absolutely.
Right. So if we were like, I cannot be without it, addiction. If you're like, I need to know what it is at all times, addiction. You know what I mean?
Last thing that you think about when you wake up.
Addiction. Last thing before you go to bed.
Addiction.
Knowing you have to sleep and you're on it anyway.
Addiction.
So bad. So, but the main reason that people do it right before they sleep, which I had never really thought about, apparently it's when you don't give yourself enough time throughout the day.
Yes.
That is your own time that is guilt-free. And so what you do is you stay up because you don't feel like you deserve to either go to sleep because you've not been productive enough or because you need that bit of like, your own time, which is that you're in control of, apparently.
Absolutely. Yes. I've spoken to my friends about this before. You're making up for the time that you think you've lost in the day. And I'm such a night owl as well. And my ADHD, like I procrastinate self-sabotage wise all the time. Like I push myself to my limits as to how much time I give myself to do certain things. Or like recently, I haven't been as bad. Like usually it doesn't get this bad, but my flat was the messiest it's been in a while. And like,
and then did it become like overwhelming?
It became very overwhelming and I just couldn't do it. And I did it yesterday and like, I felt so relieved and it's so stupid, but genuinely it's a real struggle.
Isn't it weird?
To be fair.
Apparently it is though. It's something to do with the modern life and the way that we think everything we do has to be productive and that like, we just don't allow ourselves any downtime.
Yeah.
But it is true because I was actually doing a thing on my radio show today and someone basically texted me and it was something about grandparents, right? Well, it's basically like, what do we do just now that would leave like our grandparents like shook? Our grandparents like would be like, what are you doing, right? And someone texted me in and said, whenever I drive to the shop, which is a 5-minute walk away, it blows my like blows my granddad's mind, because he's just like, why would you get in a car and drive 30 seconds? Like, why would you, like, he just couldn't get his head around it. And I was like, well, it's because it's like, it's not an effective use of time. Do you know what I mean? It's quicker to jump in the car, go there and then come back rather than walk. And then when I thought about it, I was like, that is a little bit ridiculous. If you think that you have such an important life and that it's that fast paced.
He is also just a bit lazy.
Well, it's lazy too.
As in, I'm saying I would do it, but it is also like.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly like, what it is. But in my head, I'd be like, oh, it's not the fastest, most effective way to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not wasting 5 minutes walking there and wasting.
The
yeah. And wasting 5 minutes walking back. But it's like, I'll waste an hour looking at my phone.
No, don't. I know. I can't cope. I'm an adult now. I need to stop. No, like seriously.
No, I'm serious. Honestly, I'm trying to, I'm like, wow, I actually think like, can you get help? Like, it's actually a problem. I'm not even joking. I honestly, I remember being a kid and my mum being like, don't watch too much of that telly. You know, they'd be like, oh, your eyes will go square or whatever. Telly's such a waste of time. See now, see if I watch a programme without going on my phone. That's an achievement.
No, don't talk to me about that, because I know everybody's bad. I'm terrible. I'm not getting through programmes at all at the moment. This is why I think bad. I'm getting a little bit, I don't know, my brain's just everywhere. Because I'm like, I can't even watch a programme that I like want to watch because I'm on my phone. Oh, no. And then I end up just turning it off.
No. It's not good. It's not good. Nope. In fact, you know what I've actually done? Like going into, well, by the way, I've split my year up into like quarters, like what corporate do.
Wow.
I know. I don't know who I am, but we're in the second quarter now, guys.
Oh,
this is the second quarter of the year, right? So what I've done to try and help with this like phone thing is basically I've wrote like my goals for this quarter. So in the next that I want to achieve like in the next 3 months, because I just feel like every year I do it. So I do like a yearly goals, but I just feel like checking in.
That's so true.
After a year is just, well, it's far too late for a start. But even 6 months in, I'm like, get to July and I'm like, shit, I've done nothing. Like, let me try and do something before the end of the year.
I like that a lot, because guess who didn't even really do their goals this year anyway?
I know, honestly. So I was like, actually, and it worked. Like the first quarter, it actually worked, where I was I'm going to do it. 3 months is enough time to have things come to fruition, I feel. But it's like not too long that you're like, oh, it's so far away. Because again, it comes to that procrastination thing. If you've got 6 months to do something, I feel like you just wait until like you've got a month left and you're like, right, okay, now I need to do it.
I like that. I think that's good. What are we in? April, May, June. Okay.
April, May, June. It's perfect. Right before summer. Well, it's kind of right in the middle of summer, to be fair. But I think, well, I tend to take my summer holidays kind of July, August, September is more my kind of like going away and all of that sort of stuff. Okay. So yeah, I was like 3 months, and now that I've bought a flat, I forgot. So that was in my first quarter. I was like, I'm buying a flat. I am buying a flat in the first quarter of the year.
Goodness, well done.
And you know how it happened?
How?
It's quite funny actually. I came back from Thailand on the Sunday, and I literally said, when I was talking to my friend in Thailand, I was like, right, that's it. I'm buying a flat on Monday. I do not care what flat it is. It is happening on Monday. I was just like, I'm over it. I am over it. Yeah. I am just this, whatever flat it is, it's happening. Yeah. So I went, I arranged a viewing, actually, a last minute viewing, and I just went. And I was like, looked around a little and was like, yeah, that's fine. And I went downstairs and I already had my solicitor have written up the offer and everything before I went into the flat. And then I just said, listen, I'm going to view this property. I'm probably going to buy it. So can you get it all sorted? And then she was like, yeah, sure. So then I was like, can you put the offer in right now? And there's people still viewing it.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. And because it was a fixed price, so you get like offers over in Scotland and then you get fixed price, which are very rare, hard to find. But it's usually if someone wants to get rid of it quickly. Which means if the first person's put the offer in, that's it, they just get it. So then I text my partner and was like, oh, I've just bought a flat, by the way. And you know the best thing, he texted back going, which one? And I sent him the right move link.
Oh my God. Are you happy though?
I'm happy.
How you want it? Is it?
Yeah. You know, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was just like, you know what? There was like some non-negotiables for me, like area. I wanted really high ceilings. I love high ceilings. So I was like, high ceilings, two bedrooms, and the area that I want. And I was like, tick, 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 fine. I'll just rip it out.
Amazing.
That's the plan. But yeah, how funny. Oh. So that was my first quarter and it worked. So guys, the quarters work.
Guys, that's all of our homework. We need to do that.
Yeah. So I've got quarter two because I just think it's not, I don't know, it's just not too long because I, again, as a procrastinator.
If you take anything from this chaotic episode, it's...
Yeah,
it's...
sorry. This is very chaotic.
Sorry, guys.
Honestly, I'm not even sure what we're going to make the title. Chaos unfolds.
Chaos.
Hopefully, it is actually a little takeaway, to be fair.
Yeah.
How to get into spring. And the quarter thing really works. And now's the time to do it, like, right now.
Right now.
Right now. Otherwise, you're on that phone.
Yeah. Well,
on that note, you'll see you next time.
Everybody set some goals. No, I am. No, great idea. I'm going to do that. Number one, use my phone less. Number two, England are going to win the Euros.
No, Scotland are going to win the Euros.
Oh, shut up.
All right, we will see you next time for more Loose Lips. And next time we're actually going to be talking about how relationships affect our friendships. So come and join us.
Yes, and if you want to follow us on our Instagrams, if you're interested in what we get up to, then please do. It's at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie H.L. Brown.
And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.